the outdoor season, I think would you agree as a season as a whole, indoor, outdoor season, your first year at Doan, you're pretty pleased with what you did, I think, aren't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I couldn't have asked for a better freshman year, for sure.
And making it to the Nationals there in Marion, Indiana. I mean, wow. I mean, Doan had a lot of representation, had a really good turnout going for this one, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. This year, we had a lot of high goals in mind and expectations, not only from the athletes. Our coaches set the expectations pretty high for us, just because they know what we're all capable of. And so I feel like that's why, you know, we saw so many people making it, is because we wanted to meet those expectations and those goals, and a lot of those goals were to be at Marion, Indiana. So it was good. It was good to see not only my team make it, but like my 4x4 team make it, but all of my other teammates make it too.
Well, I saw Coach Fye down at State Track and talked to him a little bit, and he thought you had a tremendous first year, and he cannot wait to see what the next couple of years are going to be like. The future looks very bright in track and field for you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I got truly blessed with a good coach like Coach Fye. I couldn't have asked for a better coach. And, I mean, I show up to practice every single day, and he's always been supportive to me. And, you know, he has humor in himself. And when he wants, you know, when he knows what you're capable of, he'll hold you to those expectations. And that's what he did for me this year, is he held me high to his expectations and always pushed me to, like, do my best. And that's why, like, he is an amazing coach, is because he will never let you settle, and he'll always push you harder each day of practice.
That 4x4 made it to Nationals, Kylie, and, 11th place. Sure, you'd like to finish a little higher, 351.66, but, you know, for you especially, with the other three to get there to qualify, it's a big deal, no question. You want to get there, but it's tough just to qualify, isn't it?
We qualified at Drake Relays this year, and honestly, coming into the season, I knew we were capable of qualifying, and I looked at my team at Drake Relays, and I was like, okay, we're doing this, like, this is it. And we wanted to qualify just so, you know, we could build off of that time each time, because you don't get, like, a district track meet, like, in high school. You can qualify whenever, and so we wanted to qualify early on in the season and then build on from that time. And when we hit that mark of when we qualified, I was so excited, and I was super happy, like my team was too. And then we just kept building on that time throughout the season. Then we got to Nationals, and it would have been nice to qualify for finals, because they take top nine. But when we hit 351, I'm not going to complain about that, especially as we're all freshmen and sophomores. I mean, we're going to be back. I'm highly confident on that one, but I'm proud of what my team showed up and did at Nationals, and I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Now, you did run some other events during the season, which, you just don't want to be regulated just one event. You kind of like a multi-event person. Just a few others, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I did the 200 and the 400 this season on top of the 4x4, and, you know, I liked doing all of those events, and they kind of made me into like a mid-distance sprinter this season, and I'm completely fine with that. But this year I've really grown to stick to the 400 and the 4x4, and learning how to run the 400. In college, it's completely different than running it in high school. And so I enjoyed running all three of my other events, and just, you know, having that routine every single meet of running different events. And whatever my coaches threw at me, I'm like, hey, let's do it. Like, I'm ready for it. And so that's what and they were always confident in me, like in my other events. And at conference, I placed in my 400, and I was like the only freshman in like the top 20, and I ended up placing, which I wasn't even supposed to end up placing. And so, you know, that kind of boosted my confidence for the 4x4 too, of like knowing what I was capable of doing.
The GPAC Conference Championships were a battle with you at Concordia. Talk about that. I'm sure that was a grind for down at the very end, and gosh, separated by 5 points in the end.
Yeah, we were pretty heartbroken over it. I remember we went into that morning, and we were all like, okay, like, this is our goal, like, we're going to beat Concordia. And we stuck with them pretty well in indoor conference, and we were like, I don't remember how many points away we were indoor, but outdoor we were like, okay, like this is our goal, is to just stick right with them. And throughout the whole entire day, like we were placing where we needed to be and everything was just falling into place. And a couple of their girls were in multiple events, and you could tell throughout the day, like, they were just getting tired, and our team was just pumped up for each other. Like, I just remember so many people running around the track, like, cheering on our team, like, whether it was men or women, and a lot of the girls on our track team were placing just perfectly where they needed to be, and that was exciting just to watch, like, the momentum carry throughout the day, and, like, you could tell it came down to, like, the last two events, like I said, our 4x4, and shot put was still going on, and, like, just the momentum throughout the day was just, like, an insane feeling, and I have no doubt, like, next year, like, we're going to push Concordia again. They're losing a lot of girls, too, and so we're returning a lot of them, so I have no doubt that next year we'll either beat them or we will stick right with them again, but that's a goal and expectation that we're setting high for ourselves next year, just because we did compete so well with them this year when we weren't supposed to be right there with them, and we ended up being right there with them.
And knowing Coach Fye, he is recruiting. He's out recruiting all the time, and he will bring in a good recruiting class to bring in to fill some spaces, as you said. But you said there's not many spaces to fill because you're such a young team. But there'll be a couple of incoming freshmen that will help you out in some other ways, won't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know a lot of the girls that he's recruited or men, like, either, but I know he's always, you can't turn Coach Fye down. Like, he's just a good guy, and he recruits a lot of good people. He knows what he's doing. And so, you know, you just got to stay confident with that and trusting that our coaches are going to bring in some good people to help us. And so that's exciting to hear, and I'm excited to build our team next year and, you know, chase indoor conference championships and outdoor conference championships with all these new people. And so I'm super excited for next year.
But now it's summertime and you get a little bit of a break, so you don't get a chance to come home all that much, you know, really at all. Maybe for the holidays, that's about it. When you have a break, that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm home for the summer, like back in Maywood, but it's crazy. I was talking to my mom the other day, and it's hard because I hadn't seen my family since spring break, which was back in March, and my mom came to support me at Outdoor Nationals, and it's hard because, you know, it is true, like, I don't get to see my family all that often, you know, especially when track starts in January. We are going every single weekend, and it's hard because, yeah, I've only seen my family a couple of times this year, and which they've always done their best to support me. They'll come down to my track meets and stuff, but, you know, like, it's a 3.5-4 hour drive down there to Crete, and so it's not really like easy to drive there all the time and drive back and forth. And so I'm excited to be home for the summer for sure. Like, it was hard on me for a while, but I'm excited, and I'll cherish these memories at home for all I have it.
And I take it you're still gonna have to keep in shape with some training there at the school in the weight room. I take it over the summer, you don't want to give that away, do you?
No, I talked to our coach, my sprints coach, Annika, and I'm like, hey, are we going to have workouts over this summer? And she was like, oh, yeah, don't worry. And I'm like, okay, perfect. Just because, you know, we don't want to lose that. Like, we want to go right into fall training where we left off from outdoor. We don't want to lose all that. And so trusting, you know, what she gives me for over the summer. And Annika ran at Doan, too, and so she knows what she's doing, and she'll give us some pretty good workouts to keep us in shape over the summer to come back for the fall for training. So,
but I have a feeling that you want this summer to kind of go slow a little bit. I mean, you're looking forward to next year, but hey, let's make it a slow summer. I can enjoy back here at home with family and friends.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's one thing I do want. It's just, you know, having like you said, a slow summer just to spend as much time with my family and my friends, while still being able to, you know, enjoy everything else. But yeah, it's hard. It's hard when I don't see my family all the time, but I'm excited to spend some time with them this summer.
And I take it to academics went very well this year for year number one?
Yes. Yes. I ended with a 4.0 GPA. And so I worked really, really hard this semester. I really buckled myself down, and because, you know, that's what I wanted. I wanted to place academically really high, and I held myself accountable for that. And, you know, while being a full-time student athlete, it's hard. But, you know, I knew I was capable of it. You know, I did in high school. And college is a little bit tougher, but, you know, when you hold those standards for yourself, like, I don't ever want to fall below those standards. And so, yeah, it's good because Doan is really supportive of academics and athletics, like my coaches and, you know, people on campus. And so that makes it a lot easier for me and a lot more fun to, you know, enjoy both track and academics as well.